napkin in the right place? Do I have to move it? Am I
No,
good?
you're good.
Okay.
We're getting company.
I might get angry in the show, so.
Yeah, probably.
We are the New York Knicks. I'm back in the New York Blues. Well, it's the Knicks. New York. We are the New York Knicks.
New York, New York.
New York be about the Knicks, huh?
But the best thing about New York City is
K-N-I-C-K-S.
Everybody say go New York, go New York, go!
Hey, it's episode 386 of the New York Knicks podcast. It is draft day, where we're doing something a little different. Mark has gone dark.
I am dark, as in I've changed my skin color because I am trying a new lookout.
So I told Mark to turn off all communications around, what, 3:30 this afternoon?
Yeah. So we decided that the show would be best. Well, partly we wanted to do the show live during the draft, but because I want to put down my kids, we have to wait a little bit to start. And we thought it'd be kind of nice to see one of us know everything. Jay knows everything that's happened today. Around 3 o'clock, Jay emailed me. I was obsessed with Twitter earlier and last night. I'm off of Twitter. I have no idea what's happened since 3 o'clock, which was a little hard for me to do because I kept wanting to check my phone, check Twitter, and check updates, and I kept having to like stop myself because I've become so addicted to checking these updates because I'm so obsessed with how goddamn insane the Knicks are.
Well, we had this idea yesterday. To do this where Mark doesn't look at anything and you know, we try and do a show like that. But then I saw you tweeting all day and I'm like, well, he's definitely looking at stuff. So that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
I didn't know you meant that. I thought I was just – I didn't know what time – I didn't know when you wanted me to go dark.
Yeah, but trades happen through – you know, they could happen at any time.
I figured – well, first of all, Phil Jackson had his press conference last night, which I'm not going to miss his press conference. And once he had his press conference, I needed to vent – about that insane press conference where Phil Jackson basically throughout his press conference just gently threw up in my mouth.
Is there any other team president ever who just shows his hand? It's like, I want to trade this guy. Let me bash him in front of the media and then tell everyone what we'd be willing to accept in a trade. Like, who does that?
Everything insane. So, like, just talk about the insane things from that press conference. First, he says, despite our record, we know what we're doing. I don't know. When you can barely win 30 games a year for 3 years, you may not know what you're doing. Second, we talk about Porzingis.
That being said, while trying to win, not even trying to tank.
Yeah, that's. But the Porzingis stuff, where we have there's one redeeming factor from your everyone bashes Phil and says Phil's been a disaster, but the one redeeming thing is the unicorn, and now you're like. Yeah, we're open to trading him. Now, the best part was the rumor started. I think Woj, the Yahoo guy, really like said the Knicks were open to trading KP, listening to offers, and everyone was like, "Well, are they really listening to offers? Is this a BS thing? Is this just like trying to get clicks?" Like, I took in the position maybe this was just like fake news, it was BS. The Knicks just wouldn't deny. The Knicks just wouldn't say. We're not shopping him, so that meant they are shopping him. Like, right. Did you think they were actually shopping him at that point?
No, I thought that was noise until the press conference.
Until the press conference, Phil was like, it's not noise. I'm an asshole.
He insulted me, and I have a giant ego, so now I'm going to trade the best player we've drafted since Ewing out of spite, pretty much.
You know what? Also, there's so many points that occurred to me. We'll get to the draft one second. But
awesome. That's great. Thank you. That'll play.
the Knicks had too much pride at the end of the season to blow the tank a couple extra games, which meant they pick 8 instead of in the top 5. And now they're trying to trade their best player in years to get to the top 5, which is insane.
Yes.
I don't know if he's actually been traded yet.
Also, I just have to say about this draft. They say there's 5 minutes between picks. It started very close to 7:30, 7:32 maybe. Number 12 just picked, and it's almost 9 o'clock. That's not 5 minutes a pick.
5 minutes with the pick plus commercials. So the KP thing is is utterly insane. I don't know if they will trade him, and it's not like he's asking a lot.
You don't know if they did?
I don't know if they did, obviously. I don't know Jack, because I've stayed dark.
How much is this killing you right now?
It was killing me also because my kids wouldn't go to sleep, and I'm like, "Oh, I have a podcast that you don't understand because you're 6 and 3 years old." But
the Knicks picked at 828.
But like, think about the situation. Now you basically, some people said Phil wanted to send a message to KP, and that message is our locker room is a dysfunctional mess. Like he doesn't get traded. He comes back. The team is still a disaster. Phil's like, we gotta do that triangle. And KP it's going to be a toxic locker room going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Now Phil is pissed off everybody who's on the roster.
And at least also Charlie Rosen, Phil's like alter ego, wrote an article just attacking KP also, which was just wonderful, which you know because they're basically Phil's exact views.
Yeah, it was like reasons to and to not trade Porzingis. And they started off with reasons not to trade him, but it was a much shorter section than the reasons to trade him. And the reasons to trade him, three quarters of it was just about how he's immature and a head case.
Yeah. He was like, he doesn't understand there's a lot of dysfunction in the NBA. He needs to learn those kind of things. It like literally said, talked about dysfunction in the NBA being something that he had to understand. So that really like, it's also, do you think Charlie Rosen even knows he published that piece? Or did he give the login details to Phil? Like Phil yeah. Could just log in and do it himself.
It's like when I gave the login details to our Knicks website because some random guy said he wanted to redesign it.
Yes, but that actually worked out.
He
well
did a really
favor.
Good job, so it worked out.
I'm totally up for just giving out the login details on the show and see what happens. But I'm sure Stephen would come. Our Knicks page would be full of basically like midget porn from Stephen.
Yeah, no, he's not getting the password.
Yeah. So that part, the whole KP thing, kind of insane. The second part, the Melo thing. After all this time where Phil's just like, Melo should leave, he's like, oh, by the way, Melo said he wants to stay. Anyway,
yeah,
we're still working on convincing Melo to leave. I have to say, the biggest mistake Phil made, and I don't know what he's done so since 3 o'clock, but the biggest mistake Phil has made so far has been re-signing Carmelo the first place and then giving him no trade clause. It was one in two of his biggest mistakes.
Yep.
I don't know how you look at Melo and go, hey, you've played in the league 10 years. I'm sure if I coach you, you'll be a totally different player.
Right.
Or no, if I coach you through a surrogate that doesn't even understand my coaching style.
So one of the rumors was Booker and the number 4 for Porzingis, or if you're Tommy D, much, much more than that.
Yes, by the way, just to mention real quickly, not that I think we might need Tommy D, if you follow him on Twitter, he started Knicks Blog, which was at one point was a really good source for looking up what's going on in the Knicks world, right? Did you look at Knicks Blog back in the day?
Yeah.
And back in the day, maybe 2 years ago, whenever it was popular.
Yeah, probably like 4 years ago when we really started starting up our blog, and I was like, you know, looking at other popular blogs and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah, I used to read his thing, and the posting toasting I like a little better, but like I like the comment section on posting the toasting. The Tommy D even has been on our show twice.
Yeah,
totally. And some point recently in the last year, and I guess he has a podcast now. He's been doing a lot on Twitter. He's posted since yesterday. He's posted 8,000 tweets. He does that per day, which is kind of weird. But he's basically become a giant fraud, and it's bizarre. It's like Jay follows InfoWars and thinks it's just the weirdest like hypocrite type site. And that's what I've become obsessed with following Tommy D's Twitter account, because he just makes up trade rumors and then gets called out on that, and then just like pretends he didn't make them up, or just like, well, no, they're real rumors. I'm an insider, and there's no one else reports his rumors. And he reports insane trade ideas. He said the Lakers would possibly trade the number 2 pick to get Melo because they like having star players, and Melo would make them a lot of money. It made no sense. He said the Knicks were in talks to make a trade with the Lakers for and then like D'Angelo Russell got traded, and he goes, oh, those talks were for Russell, but not anymore. He said Noah was going to be traded for Pau Gasol without any realistic – he just makes up rumor after rumor. And
well,
and now
there's a strong rumor of the number three Crowder and one or two other pieces for Porzingis. And he posted that, but then he said he's known about that for months. He just decided not to tell anybody until everyone else was talking about the rumor.
I mean, he's such a fraud. And the most bizarre thing is now he put all his stuff behind a paid wall on the what site is it?
Patreon, which we've been setting up for about a year, but we'll get it up soon.
We're not going to have a paid podcast.
No. That's just more like if you like the show and you want to help support it, you can give us money.
Anyway, so he apparently also he's cut his audience for it. Basically, he's made a show having 60 people listen to the show on his Patreon thing. I just think it's such a weird thing that he makes up his stories. And I don't understand, why would you need to make up stories? So anyway, and then he blocks everyone who calls him out.
He's got 11,000 followers on Twitter, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, but he was a Knicks blog guy, and he's been doing it for a long time. But I don't know. Anyway, he makes up stories. I find it so bizarre. Let's talk about what's going on tonight. Okay.
Okay. So really quick, because these things may or may not have happened.
Okay, hang on. So those two trades, yeah. Booker and the number four, was it?
Yeah.
Booker number four for KP. I kind of want something else with that. I could not feel horrible about that trade. Booker does not play a lot of defense, but he seems – obviously he could score a lot of points. He seems like a pretty dynamic young player. And for the number four pick, you get a point guard like Fox. It wouldn't be an unreasonable trade to make.
So if that has happened at this point, you're not going to snap.
I'm going to snap if they trade to KP. I probably am going to snap if they trade to KP. I can see the arguments in the sense of there is a lot of injury concern with someone so big. Totally. So my other theory about Phil, I'm going to thinking of Phil in the best possible light. Phil has been talking and saying, internally they've been saying, KP is going to break down. We know he's going to break down. He's never going to play a full season. And really, we need a point guard. As great as KP could be, a point guard would be more important to this franchise. And the fact that he's going to be injured is a big, big – it's a greater risk than we want. Let's pretend Phil is really pissed about this exit meeting and use that as a smokescreen so other teams aren't as concerned about the injury risk and they focus on just the exit and Phil being insane and they'll make the trade. If you talk about, I'm worried about him being injured and then try to make a trade, you're going to get a worse deal. But if you say, I'm bitter because he missed the exit meeting, then maybe you get a better trade.
Yeah.
And the exit meeting, by the way, also, Phil said in his interview, which that no one's ever missed an exit meeting with him. And then then literally Twitter within a half hour of this found a story about Shaq missing an exit meeting with him.
Yeah, but in Phil's defense, they traded him too.
That's true. And then he won a title elsewhere.
So, okay. The number three, Crowder and Jaylen Brown. Would that make you snap?
So, yes, I think so. Jaylen Brown was not that good last year.
And Philly's next year pick.
Wait, okay. So the number three this year, mm-hmm. Philly's pick next year?
Yeah.
Philly's number one? The one they just got from Philly, basically.
Yeah.
That, I could do that. If it was that and Jaylen Brown and Crowder, I wouldn't be. The thing with Philly is they've built these three. If they have this team, if those three guys stay healthy, they look really good. Yeah. Both Simmons and Embiid. Embiid, he's the only one playing the NBA so far. He played 30 games. Looks like he could be a top 10, if not top 5 player in the league in a couple of years. Who knows about Simmons, but he was the top pick last year. And Fultz, everyone says, is pretty darn good. So that being said, I think Philly – do you think Philly's making the playoffs next year?
No.
I mean, I'm sure – I guess tonight is – well, I guess they also will be getting – they also have a – yeah, I don't think they're making the playoffs.
They have a lot of talent, but it's really hard for teams that young to make the playoffs, even if they have a lot of talent. Look at the Timberwolves.
How many games is Embiid playing next year? Best case, he doesn't play more than 50 games.
Yeah, I say he plays over under, I would say 38.
I'd say best case, 50 games just because they're scared of him getting injured.
20, 25 minutes a game, best case.
What was Simmons' injury?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're really informed. Yeah. I don't know either. But you have to think, going to be worried about his injury. And then, are they asking Fultz to be injured, or is he allowed to be healthy for his first year? Unprecedented. A Philly rookie's allowed to play in his first season.
You remember like 20 minutes ago when I said number 12 just got picked?
What, do we have to like pick 20?
Only number 13 got picked.
Oh, my God.
5 minutes.
And Fultz, I didn't really watch Fultz in college. He may be really good. I was listening to Stephen A. this afternoon, and Stephen A. was like, I mean, not for nothing, Fultz played on a horrible team in college. And maybe he's really good, but he was putting up terrible, like really good numbers on a horrible team. It may not translate as well as everyone hopes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
get to the draft.
That being said, you're saying three pick, let's say it's a top 15 pick next year with Philly and Jaylen Brown. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing 20 years from now, but do you want to go to KP's Hall of Fame induction with me after you get traded?
Sure.
Just want to see, like, we can just talk about, like, hey, remember when you were on the Knicks? And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I was even on that team after my 17 years dominating the league on the Celtics. Okay.
Let's get to the draft.
So
that's still happening.
Do you want me – should I start – okay, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Have there been moves? Not just Knicks, just generally. Have there been moves since 3 o'clock?
There has been a trade involving a top 10 draft pick.
Wow. Okay.
And a major player.
Okay. So I know there are a lot of play teams were talking about trying to get up there. San Antonio was talking about trading LaMarcus Aldridge, which is kind of insane also.
Well, he's over 30, and he looked like he regressed a lot this year, so...
He wasn't a major factor in getting them in the playoffs. He wasn't a major factor on the team
at all. No,
at least against Golden State, he wasn't like very helpful.
Round, I like barely remember seeing him. Like he didn't even have a game where like, oh, that's the Aldridge game. Like,
yeah. It's also I can see why they'd want to move on from him.
Yeah.
And Matt get his value now and try to. And I mean, if you're San Antonio, you're like, well, we're just not going to be good enough to beat Golden State next year. Let's trade him. Let's take a year off, like a year where we kind of like build toward the following year.
Yeah.
Or we sign Chris Paul. Who knows?
They could do a quick reload.
Yeah, they really could. Okay, so you want me to start guessing the picks, and I can guess trades?
Yeah, you could tell me the pick, and then if you think that pick was the team that actually picked it, or if it was traded.
Okay. And by the way, other trades that have happened, what did you think of the Fultz trade? The 1-3. I like you for Philly. You like it for the Celtics?
Yeah, because they end up getting another pick next year, and they obviously weren't that impressed with Fultz in the workout, so they end up getting the guy they want anyway.
And they probably felt like we have Isaiah already. Let's get someone else that would help us more so than just getting Fultz.
Right.
Okay, so I'm saying Philly with the first pick. I'm going to say this was not traded, and Philly took Fultz. Is that correct?
That is correct. In the least exciting pick, everyone knew that was happening. It didn't matter who had that number one pick.
Wouldn't it be amazing if he like fell off the stage after he came up to the stage, then fell off, and he was out for the season? Okay, number two pick. This is the Lakers. The Lakers had talked. There was some talk about the Lakers trading, but then Lakers made the trade to the Nets, which for whatever reason you hate this D'Angelo Russell trade for the Nets. I don't understand at all why you hate that trade. The Nets traded Brook Lopez and the 27th pick for D'Angelo Russell, and I think they got the 31st pick and Timothy Mozgov back. How do you hate this trade for the Nets?
Well, at first I didn't know there was it was like a pick swap. I thought they were just giving a pick. And I feel like Brook Lopez was by far the best player in that trade.
But he's also – they're not going to win with Brook Lopez. He doesn't play enough defense. Do you think they're going to build around Brook Lopez at this point? And he's expiring. Are they going to max him out next time?
Right. You know, I guess it fits in with a youth movement.
Yeah. And you like, really, Brook Lopez is not like he's not where the league is going. It's not like they couldn't even get the first. They had trouble getting a first round pick for Brook Lopez.
Yeah, you know, my initial reactions, I hated it. I think it's pretty even now, actually.
I have to say, I kind of love it for the Nets. If I was a Nets fan, I would be super. I mean, I don't know how good D'Angelo Russell is. I know he was a top talent. People thought he'd be good. I know he was not good with the Lakers. But there are a lot of guys who aren't necessarily like the star player on their first team and work out. I mean, was Nash drafted by Dallas? I know he was pretty good with Dallas, but he was kind of amazing with Phoenix. Chauncey Billups was terrible with his first. Not terrible, but he was not very good with his first team. Not until he got to Detroit was he really good. Yeah. A lot of guys work out a little later. And that Laker team, not that like going to the Nets is not. I mean, the Nets are terrible, but maybe a little bit more of a functional team. Like the Lakers were a pretty dysfunctional team.
Yeah, he was a big part of that.
Okay, so anyway, Lakers they made the trade. I have to think also they got LeVar Ball in the draft, and it would make sense because you're not gonna have both those guys. So,
but it
would have
been so funny because him and his dad were talking so much about only wanting to play in L.A. And he would have been crushed if he ended up like going to Indiana. It would have been
Lakers traded the number two pick for Paul George.
If they did, it would have been so funny. It didn't happen, though.
Okay. I was about to be, like, blown away. Because this one, like, I thought this was a lock. So, LeVar Ball, you go to the Lakers?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it just made so much sense. I mean, like...
Well, they traded Russell, so they needed a point guard.
Yeah, well, they traded Russell in anticipation. I mean, like, if they hadn't traded Russell, you could see them maybe going a different direction. But, like, they traded Russell. I mean, you're going to draft LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
You think... Do you think they'll be pretty good when they get LeBron James and Paul George and Jimmy Butler on that team?
I mean, if you have Ball, George, LeBron, and Brooke Lopez, they might only lose to Golden State in like six games.
I can't believe LeBron. I mean, let's not even talk about LeBron. Moving on, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, we have a whole other year to talk about that.
Right now they got LeVar Ball. They got Brook Lopez. They got Randall. And who's the guy they got last year? What's his name?
Ingram.
Yeah, Ingram. I mean, no one's been very good in the NBA. Obviously, Lopez. Beyond Lopez, those guys haven't, like, LeVar Ball hasn't been to the NBA yet. Ingram and Randall have not been very good in the NBA yet. But you have to think they have a nice young core to build with.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, I'm
surprised. The Lakers are also assets to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers also, like, they're, like, a good example of, like, how you could be really bad and just pick wrong when you have the top five pick, like, year after year. People say they think Ingram's going to be good, even though he hasn't been good so far, so whatever. Okay, so number three, this is where I think it gets interesting, the Celtics. If the Celtics kept their pick, it was between Josh Jackson and, I think, Tatum, were what people were saying that they'd go for.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to take a point guard, or else they would have taken Fultz.
Yep.
I'm going to guess if they made the pick that they took Tatum, because I think he's a better shooter. Probably, I mean, they're both supposed to be very good, but I think Tatum would make more sense. They were saying, I mean, not that I've watched the guy that much, but like I know the commentators were saying that Tatum made more sense. The other option would be the Celtics trading this pick. And you said there was a major trade. The major trade would be getting Paul George, getting KP, which makes me throw up. Am I going to throw up soon?
I can see you like squirming in your chair right now.
I am squirming in my chair because this is where it gets, quote, interesting. And I know other drafts. You also like a nice teaser because you could have just told me because there's sometimes they talk about the draft rumors but no trades actually happened.
Yeah.
But you've told me definitely a big name player was traded and a top 10 pick.
Yep, just to drive you nuts.
Holy shit.
So you're 3 for 3 right now.
Oh, they took Tatum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. KP is not on the. I mean, watching the Knicks play the Celtics.
Yeah, if we had to watch 7 games a season of KP in a green, that would be killer.
Holy crap. Okay. Tatum makes sense. I think, the Celtics also, they may be in their minds trying to like wait out. I know there's the idea of like, if you added Paul George and Jimmy Butler to that Celtics lineup and you traded like the a lot of the draft picks, would they beat Golden State? I don't know.
I don't know. They might be Cleveland.
They might be Cleveland. Might be Cleveland. I don't know what has Cleveland done anything either. But
I feel like Horford's window is closing quickly, though.
I don't know. If we're your Celtics, why not? Like, you have the Nets pick next year, which is going to be another top five pick, probably.
Yeah.
Like, Tatum could be pretty good. I'm just saying, like, if you're the Celtics, you may just say, like, let's play for now and the future.
Yeah, wait this thing out a little bit and then just dominate.
Yeah, going all your assets in to get, like, George and or Butler, I don't know how much that makes sense. Let's go to number four.
Okay.
Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker. So this is either Devin Booker four, like, either KP's on Phoenix or draft-wise, Booker is – how good of a – is Booker's point guard. It's a point guard in theory, right?
No.
Oh, you're a shooting guard. He's a shooting guard, right?
Eric Bledsoe is their starter.
Oh, Bledsoe is their – yeah. And they're trying to move Bledsoe. I would think they'd take the Fox here.
I believe they also have Knight.
Yeah, I mean, but I believe they also don't want Knight in that team. Like, they want to get out of the Knight contract, I know. They – logically, it'd be very helpful for them to pair one of two things if you're Phoenix, if you're drafting here. I would either take Fox and have Fox develop alongside Devin Booker, and that would be quite a pairing. Or I would say we need more rim protection, and I would take – what's his name? Who's the tall guy that people are saying the Knicks should take next to KP? The guy, the rim protector. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not Tatum, not obviously Tatum won already. Isaac. Yeah. So Isaac could make sense because your defense, he's supposed to be a pretty good defensive player. Mm-hmm. You can make your defense a lot better. If I'm Phoenix, I probably would go with De'Aaron Fox. At the same time, again, you said their trade has been made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either going to be this one or the Sacramento pick. Sacramento pick's five, right?
Yeah.
The other possibilities, if they don't do the Nick trade, where else would Phoenix make a trade? They're not doing a sign and trade like for Millsap with the four pick. That doesn't make sense. They're not going to trade for Aldridge. It doesn't make sense. George doesn't want to go there. Butler does not want to go there. Is KP on Phoenix?
No, he's not.
Oh, good. It's like I'm playing a game show where there are no good prizes.
It's like Russian roulette, but all of them are bullets except one.
Okay, yes. I'm going to say they kept the pick and they have Fox. Don't tell me if they made a trade. I want to try to guess the trade from here, but am I right on the draft pick?
No, you're not.
Oh!
They kept it. They kept their pick. There's no trade.
Isaac?
No.
Well, this would be kind of high for Monk to go.
Nope. You're forgetting a major guess.
Oh, Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a reasonable pick. That is a reasonable pick. He's supposed to be a two-way guy, which is definitely something you need. He's like probably a small forward. I like the direction where Phoenix is going. I mean, I think they have a good young team.
Yeah.
Okay, that's totally reasonable.
Yep.
Okay, number five, Sacramento. This has to be the trade. Because Sacramento is just like, they have to make the trade because they're just they may be as dysfunctional of an organization as the Knicks. I'm going to say the Knicks aren't trading KP to Sacramento for the 5 pick. The 5 and the 10 pick for KP, I think the show would end because I'd break my goddamn computer right now. I'd be so angry. What else could they have freaking done? But they had to have traded this pick. I think they traded the 5 and the 10 pick to... they had to trade. This has to be the trade. And I can't even imagine because they're not going to get George. They're not going to take a one-year rental on George. Butler's not going to want to go there. Who else... Are they going to – LaMarcus Aldridge?
I'm going to save you some grief here.
Yes.
They did not make a trade.
Wow. This is – a major player's been traded for a not top five pick. So I think KP is still in the Knicks right now. So I'm going to say they didn't trade the pick. They got – what's his name from Lat? Who's the tall guy that played with Towns was good?
Cauley-Stein.
Cauley-Stein. So that means you're not going to take Isaac because that would be stupid, but you're Sacramento. they took Fox.
Yes.
Okay. Number six. Mm-hmm. Sixth pick is... Who's the sixth pick again?
Orlando.
Is it Orlando? Yeah. Or Isaac. They took Isaac. There's no way they trade this pick.
Yep. You're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah. Well, it made sense. Orlando, like, we cannot have enough bigs here. No matter what, like, every guy on the team has to be a big.
Yeah.
Seven,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Yes.
Eight is Knicks, nine is Dallas. Okay. I am guessing Minnesota traded the pick, and they packaged it with Rubio. It did.
You are half right. They traded the pick.
Yeah, they traded the pick. This makes sense. There was a rumor they were going to trade the pick.
Not Rubio.
Not with Rubio. I think they traded back. I think they got Sacramento's 10 pick. And another draft pick from Sacramento? They traded back and they got two picks from Phoenix. Not Phoenix, from Portland.
I said a major player.
I hate you. Who would we want to add to... Oh! Butler is on the Timberwolves.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, that made sense. Butler will re-up with them. Thibodeau is trying to rebuild his team in Minnesota. I know Rose is going there, too. I so hope Rose is going there.
They're getting the 16th.
Wait. Okay. Oh, fine. Just tell me the trade now. Now that you've let the... What is it?
They're getting... The Wolves are also getting the 16 pick.
16 pick.
And Butler.
And Butler for the number 7 pick.
And two players.
Who are the other two players?
Dunn and LaVine.
Dunn?
Yeah.
LaVine, I'm not surprised at all. But Dunn?
Yeah, that's...
So they're... Dunn is shocking, actually. You know what's amazing also? Tommy D said that they were trying to clear space because they thought Dunn was the point guard of the future. And everything was done because Tommy D makes shit up. I'm convinced his inside source is a puppet, a sock puppet he wears, that where he writes the word Phil on the sock puppet, and then he pleasures himself afterwards. I'm surprised they say traded. So for... Yeah, so Chicago got a Dunn and LaVine.
Yeah.
I guess they don't need Jerry and Grant anymore then, really.
Dunn, LaVine, and Markkanen.
Oh, they got Markkanen at the 16 pick?
No, that's who...
Oh, the seventh pick. Yeah. They drafted Markkanen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I should have let you... You never would have guessed that. That would have been 10 more minutes of the show.
No, I never would have guessed it. I feel like that's a horrible pick. Also, everyone's saying Markkanen's not that good. Right. Like he's a good. He's a 7 foot guy. They say he's like the KP Light, except for he can shoot and not much else. He's like Channing Frye.
Yeah, actually, that was exactly who they compared him to.
Which is Channing Frye, who couldn't get any minutes in the finals, is Chicago's hope for the future.
Okay. Today, somebody posted a list on Twitter, most hated people in New York, and it was like Phil Jackson, James Dolan, Coach Phil Jackson, and then Reggie Miller was number 4.
Yes.
And Reggie Miller responded to it and said, I want to be number 1 on that list. So I responded to him and said, you'll always be number 1 on our list.
I'm surprised also, Isaiah Thomas did so much damage here, and I saw the list you're talking about. He's only 5. After so much damage Isaiah Thomas did here, he fades from memory.
People have short memories.
It makes you wonder also what is Phil? What's going to happen after Phil? So Phil drops down the list.
I mean, every list should be Dolan, Isaiah, and Jackson. Although Jackson's one move away from passing Isaiah.
Okay. So number 8 pick. So this is the Nick pick. So I'm going to say
there's been another trade too.
Kill me. So the options here, the Knicks have at the 8 pick, the guys on the board include Malik Monk, Dennis Smith, the French dude, and no one else I care about. Donovan Mitchell, people are talking about. But mm-hmm. If I had to put these guys in order of who I want in the draft, I like the French dude. I'd put him 1. Because of his defense.
Mm-hmm.
2, I'd put Monk. And the other 2 picks seem like they'd be bad picks. But who knows? I think Mitchell probably is probably third. I think what's his name? The Dennis Smith just seems like a bad, bad idea, which means he's already wearing a Knick uniform. So there's a chance the Knicks traded this pick. And I could see the Knicks trading this pick to 9 to Dallas because they've decided Dallas wants the French dude and the Knicks decide they don't want the French dude. So the Knicks trade back, which I was saying the Knicks could do when we on a previous show. Dallas takes the French dude. The Knicks take Malik Monk, which I also think is basically taking J.R. Smith. Though I listened to Bill Simmons today, or I guess the one he had from yesterday, in which he said he sees a bit of Steph Curry and Malik Monk, which makes me feel a little better about him. I'm going to say they did that, and they also got from Dallas, they got a second-round pick from Dallas for doing it, or Dallas's first pick from next year to make this swap. Am I right?
The Knicks kept their pick.
Okay. Just oh, Mark, there was another trade that happened. You're going to think it's the Knicks. You're going to go through all these scenarios. Okay, so they kept the pick. So it's between those guys. I'm going to do – so I named four guys. Instead of me naming who they picked, I'm going to name who they didn't pick. I'm going to take one guy off the list. It's like a rose ceremony.
Okay.
So rose ceremony starting off with, I'm going to say they did not take Smith.
Correct.
Nailed that. This rose ceremony is awful. Okay, now we have Donovan Mitchell, we have Malik Monk, and we have the French dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Tommy D was pushing, saying the Knicks should take Donovan Mitchell, so I assume Donovan Mitchell was not the guy taken.
Correct.
Tommy D, fraud, rose ceremony good. So it's between Malik. So tell me this. Am I right? Am I down to one of these two? Like, is it one of these two guys, the French dude and Malik Monk?
Yeah, they didn't pull a typical Knicks thing and pick a guy out of thin air.
we're going to the well on this one, and we found that French dude, we took the wrong French dude. It was the we took, what's his name from back in the day? We took Frederick Weiss's son. Okay, so you know actually who they did, but if of those two guys, would you have preferred the French dude or Malik Monk?
I think Nilakina.
Okay. You're gonna make me pronounce his name. It seems like the Knicks are in favor of going with guys that have names I have harder times pronouncing. He is a point guard. Knicks need a point guard. That seems like a number one priority. Mm-hmm. He's 18. He's probably or almost 19. He's probably a guy that Phil thinks he could develop in the triangle. He's defensive first. It seems like a no-brainer they took the French dude. And apparently Phil doesn't know how – Phil can't draft a good – he can't put a good American players on this team. So he must be focusing on international players. The French dude's a Knick.
Yes, he is.
Ah, yes. Oh, man, I was really worried about Malik Monk. I was just picturing, like, us getting, like – and Bill Simmons was talking about Malik Monk, which made me feel a little better. And all the – how did the crowd react when they heard the French dude, Nilakina?
Most people cheered, actually.
Yeah.
They also showed that little shithead selfie kid, and he was wearing a Porzingis jersey and cheering the whole time. You don't get takebacks. You're a piece of shit, you little kid.
Okay, can I ask the question? Okay, KP is still in the Knicks, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
For now. I mean.
Yes. I figured. The thing is, though, if he was going to be traded, if he was going to be traded before next season, it was going to happen tonight.
Yeah, but it could still happen.
It was going to happen tonight. It's not going to happen again. I hate you, Jay. Stop trying to ruin my life.
No, I mean, Phoenix could – they drafted Jackson, but the Knicks could still call him and say, oh, we like Jackson. Let's do this trade.
Yeah, I guess now you actually know who everyone has. It makes it easier to make a trade.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Frank the Tank Nilakina. We got KP.
We're just going to 10, right? Because it gets a lot less interesting.
Oh, yeah, no. I can look at what happened. Well – at first, are there any other trades?
There's one, but it's nothing exciting.
Okay, I'll just do this faster. 9, Dallas. I feel like Dallas can't pass on Monk here.
They did.
Oh! Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's a reasonable pick. They could use a point guard. I know that who was the guy they picked up last season that everyone thought was kind of good? Yogi Ferrell?
Yeah.
I'm sure they believe in Dennis Smith a little more.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Tim Frazier, the guy we've been saying the Knicks should get for like 2 years. that he went to Washington for the number 52 pick.
Yes. Not that Frazier's all that good, but I'm guessing the Knicks have like a pick in the 50s and the 40s, and probably neither of those players will be as good as Tim Frazier. Number 10, who's Sacramento at the 10?
Yep.
So Sacramento got with the 5, they took Fox, right?
Yeah.
So the 10, so not taking another point guard. Oh, they took Monk.
Nope.
Wow, Monk really fell?
Yeah.
Who did they take? I'm not guessing anymore.
Collins.
Oh. That seems like a good pick for Sacramento because he's going to be banned in the NBA.
Right.
So where did Monk go?
11th to the Hornets.
That's a good pick from the Hornets.
Which we also didn't talk about. Dwight Howard got traded again.
Do you know why we didn't talk about that? Because what? No one cares anymore. What a career. From going to the finals in Orlando, leaves Orlando, and leaves his career behind.
This is his third team in 3 years.
No one wants to play with Dwight Howard.
No.
And Charlotte's just like, whatever. And Charlotte was just like dumping salary, and they took Dwight Howard on. They actually dumped salary as far as like it was just like a no, like, oh, we'll dump salary. We'll just take Dwight Howard's contract. I guess he'll play here. Dwight Howard, he's got the back issues. I understand that. And he's also apparently a terrible teammate.
Yeah, but he was pretty healthy last year.
But he's not like he's not as good as he used to be. I mean, he's a little bit older, and he's not as like. He's not as dominant. He was. Do you think he can go back to scoring 22, 23 points a game?
No, he never did.
Yeah, he did in Orlando. He did. Did he not?
So they got Miles Plumlee, which might be the worst Plumlee brother of them all.
Bellinelli. Okay, by the way, is there anything else you want to tell me, or can I look up what's going on in the draft?
There's nothing to look up. The 13th pick got traded.
Oh, for what?
For Trey Lyles in the 24th pick.
Oh, so the Knicks aren't getting into this draft again. I mean, I know in the second round, they're not getting any of the Portland picks?
Apparently not. Like I said, unless they wait for somebody to pick and then try and trade it.
Yeah, but why not just get, like, you couldn't have taken on salary. The rumor was the Knicks were going to try to take on salary from Portland and get one of their first round picks. God, yeah. The Knicks are bad at this. Like, you don't need salary. Yeah. Let's just see what's going on there. So, obviously, the Jimmy Butler thing. Celtics and Paul George trade. They were talking about it, but...
Yeah, it didn't really... I mean...
The Jazz got Donovan Mitchell at 13, which is a fine pick, but trading... And then they just probably traded Lyles. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So
then you had Kennard at 12, Mitchell at 13 got traded, Adebayo at 14, the other Jackson at 15.
Wait, there was a move. There was another move you missed out. Blazers move up to number 10 with Kings to select Zach Collins.
Oh, okay.
Sacramento have agreed to trade the number 10 pick to Portland, the Trailblazers, for 15 and 20. That's why the Knicks didn't make the trade for the Trailblazers, because the Trailblazers used those two picks to get the number 10 pick.
Yeah.
Oh, so... Why did the Blazers get Zach? I guess Collins would fit in there. Does Collins play defense? Because they need some defense. I don't know enough about Zach Collins.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Collins.
Where are you following the draft? NBA.com?
I was on ESPN, but their coverage is pretty terrible.
So what else do we want to... So the Knicks... All Phil has done basically is trying to ruin the locker room. That's pretty much it. By the way, Derrick Rose misses a game. Phil, we've got to mention, Phil is totally open to bringing Derrick Rose back. KP misses a meeting with an interview with him. Does not actually matter, because it's not like the Knicks lose a game because of that, and that really matters. His ego is insane.
It's just weird that Rose literally missed an NBA game, and he's like, eh.
Yeah, I know they're like, well, he got fined. I don't know. You don't show up to a game, you get traded or cut. What else was it? There was the rumor that and this I saw on Twitter, and it's very unconfirmed, but there was the rumor that one of the top 15 players was working out for Phil, and Phil was dozing off while the guy was working out for him.
Yeah, apparently Phil just dozes a lot. So Dwight Howard averaged 22 points a game once in his career.
Okay, but other years he was averaging close to that, right?
He averaged 20 and change three other times.
Okay.
Cracking 20.
Yeah. He used to be a lot better. Like in Orlando, he was a dominant player.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he still rebounds like crazy.
I'm just saying he's not as dominant because of his back issues. And he's gotten older, I guess.
He's a step slower, and he never learned an offensive game besides dunking. So his game is just getting, you know, more and more irrelevant pretty much.
Okay, so the Bulls, the Milwaukee, 18th pick, Atlanta's on the clock. Knicks aren't getting back into this until the next round. Obviously, we're not doing this. The second round's not until tomorrow night, right, anyway? Or is it tonight?
No, it's tonight.
Okay, we're not doing the show till then.
No, we're going to do questions.
Yeah, what is there anything else we should need to cover besides that? Like, anything else you want to complain about before we get to questions? Though I guess questions will cover a lot of stuff.
Yeah, let's just do questions.
We got a lot of questions.
Taylor writes, nyknickspodcast@gmail.com. Taylor writes, with the news that Phil Jackson is considering trading Porzingis and drafting Markkanen to replace him, it makes me think that Phil is the Donald Trump of the basketball world, a dotty old man who tricked people into believing they could help the franchise country, but really it's all about a plot to destroy the franchise country from inside out. Thoughts?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Could be.
I don't know. The thing is with Phil is he actually was a Knick. So like he can't really he can't hate this. This is where he played. We can't really hate the team.
No, I think it's more, if you want to make the Trump comparison, it's more a guy who had success in something different, thought he would just walk into the job and nail it without doing much work, and then realized it was much harder and more complicated than he thought.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That pretty much nails it. Like that's exactly like he thought this would be like, I know everything about basketball, I can do the job. And it's like the equivalent of the whole Mitch Hedberg old joke where they ask comedians like, well, can you act? And he's like, yeah, it's like being a chef. And they're like, can you farm? It's just a different job. Just because you're, I mean, could you imagine the reverse? A guy like is the greatest GM ever, becomes the greatest coach ever, and then thinks he can play?
Right.
Like, it'd be the most absurd thing ever.
Or he writes...
But it's also Phil... Obviously, other guys have done this. And, like, whatever reason, Phil had some arrogance about how this would work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jorge writes, is Phil going to trade KP to Lakers so he can get back with Miss Buss? Well, that's still an option.
Yeah, that's a pretty good option, actually. I mean, like, how best way to get into our good graces? Our engagement's back on. Thank you for KP.
This guy is named, apparently, Outlook Express. Get rid of Phil Jackson's ass and keep Carmelo and Porzingis. All this team needs is a coach like Mark Jackson who could get them to the playoffs at least, and a point guard. Get rid of Phil Jackson. I had you until you said Mark Jackson. If you remember, Mark Jackson had almost the same team as Kerr and barely got the Warriors out of the first round, and then they ended up being one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, how does Mark Jackson feel? Like, Mark Jackson also probably thinks that, like, his coaching got them there, like, and somehow like, he helped. Even though clearly he wasn't the answer there.
I love this email. Jorge writes, who is a worse president, Trump or Phil? I personally think Phil, and I'm an illegal immigrant.
Okay, so Facebook, or is there more emails?
No, that's it. You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/NYKnicksPodcast, and we're also NYKnicksPodcast on Twitter.
Okay, so I posted this yesterday, so there are a bunch of questions that came before the draft, and a lot of them won't be as relevant, so we can go pretty fast to the questions, and we can talk more after. But Andrew writes, what dumb thing are the Knicks about to do? And apparently they didn't do anything too dumb. And it sounds like even Portland, they probably couldn't have got the money. I'm surprised. Would you take one of their bad contracts for the 22nd pick? Or 23rd pick? Whatever Portland still has. Would you take that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well. Justin writes, do not trade KP. They have not yet. He also writes, do not talk to Danny Ainge. Dude will steal your lunch money. Sounds about right. Justin writes, just take Nilakina or whatever the his name is. His nickname should be Silent Letter. Best player in the range. Dude hustles, plays D, and passes the ball. That's all we need at this point. Hey, you know what? Do you know when Summer League starts?
No.
July 1st. Do you think French dude is going to be on our Summer League team?
I hope so.
You got to think he's going to be on that team. So that should be interesting. And I imagine you think Hernan Gomez is going to play on that team? Because I don't think KP is going to, because KP's playing where in the world is KP.
Yeah.
But maybe with Hernan Gomez, it'll be interesting that we'll get to watch the French dude. Maybe like it'll be nice to see him with Hernan Gomez.
Yeah.
Justin writes, is Phil trying to get fired by talking KP trades? Does seem like that. Wait, what nickname should we go for Frank? Is Frank the Tank, Nilakina, Silent Letter? What do you like? French dude, Frenchie?
The French Connection.
Okay. That could be good for a guy that passes a lot.
Yeah.
Ron writes, by the way, Strive, I think this is Ron Strive. I think it's the same person. The Strive on Twitter sends us all these great tweets, direct messaging us, all the latest in the news. Strive is awesome. Thank you, Strive. I want to give you a shout out for all the messages you send us.
Yeah, thank you. Pretty much filter out all the noise from Twitter and make life easy for us.
Strive writes, can the Knicks ever stop being so dysfunctional?
No.
Probably not in the next 2 years. Adam writes, will you be upset if we don't draft Frank?
I wouldn't have been upset if we didn't, but I am not really upset we did either.
Yeah, I could have talked myself into Monk, and that was pretty much it. Of the other guys that were like available. I don't think I could talk myself into Smith or Mitchell. Derek writes, why does Phil want to take KP away from us and crush our lives and souls? Apparently, Derek, you don't understand how the triangle works. Jaime writes, this is the video I was talking about with Kevin Durant. And this is Kevin Durant drinking a beer and spitting it out. We'll watch it off the show.
I watched it. It's pretty funny because it shows him drinking beer and then it shows him at a press conference later and he's clearly drunk.
Yeah, good for him. Jaime writes, what are the odds that they do package a deal with Melo? He wrote Melon instead, which is probably the new nickname we should have for him.
Yeah.
And KP, and gets more picks or better player. So I guess Melo was not getting traded with this draft pick, this draft.
No.
Do you think Melo's going to be traded this summer?
I mean, if we trade him now, if we end up trading Melo for like the 24th pick, I'm not going to be happy.
Oh, by the way, you know what trade is not happening?
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Rubio.
Yeah.
Also, Tommy D said Courtney Lee for Ricky Rubio was pretty much done. Tommy D.
Nailed it.
Nailed it again. he's put his show behind a paid wall now, so I won't be hearing his show and hearing the crap he says. But, so I think they probably like what Rubio was doing at the end of last season. Rubio is still pretty young. Jaime writes, What free agents do you think the Knicks should get after they pick the worst draft pick? Well, I like this pick. We don't need. So, what do you think this means as far as Derrick Rose? Because we got a point guard in the draft. Do you want to bring Derrick Rose to mentor your point guard?
No.
That sounds like the dumbest thing you could possibly do is bringing Rose back to mentor your point guard.
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing that, we might as well bring J.R. Smith in to mentor Porzingis. I mean, it's a terrible idea.
The rumor was that the Spurs want Chris Paul, but they might go after Derrick Rose. And I think if Derrick Rose ends up on the Spurs, you might look good on the Spurs.
Yeah.
Because I think they can make it work. I don't know. I'm not sure what – I don't want the Knicks to sign anyone in free agency, actually. I don't want to give any dumb contracts. I'd rather – take on a dumb contract from someone else and get something for that.
Yeah, there's nobody that we are going to get that is a difference maker. And really, I don't know. Even if they are a difference maker, we're still two starters and an entire bench away from competing.
It's also like, oh, the Knicks should get Drew Holiday. Oh, interesting. Drew Holiday, who's playing with by the end of the year, he's playing with Boogie and playing with Anthony Davis, and the team sucked.
Right.
So maybe we shouldn't get Drew Holiday. I mean, Drew Holiday's pretty good. But maybe he's not the answer at the max contract, and they'd have to give to get him.
Yeah, I don't want to max a guy who hasn't been healthy in 5 years.
I mean, I think for point guard next year, Frank starts for you. Nothing else makes sense. Kendall Carey's 19. The team's going to be bad anyway. Frank starts, right?
Absolutely.
Frank starts, and he can be mentored by Ron Baker.
Exactly.
If you want to, I would think something logical to do if you want to bring in like a veteran point guard, but like a veteran point guard that's maybe not very good, but can actually, who would be good that would actually bring in to like mentor him?
We already have Sasha.
Oh yeah, never mind. It's done.
That's why he's there to mentor Europeans.
You don't give one of your roster spots to one of your coaches. Jaime writes, what is the Knicks' reputation in one word? Are we still a show for kids? Because I don't know if I can say that word.
Horrible? Train wreck.
Dumpster? On fire? Yeah. All combined to one word. Paul writes, hey guys, do you know of a way currently to win? Do you know of a way to currently internal sunshine myself out of being a Knicks fan? A combination of pills and alcohol, maybe a plastic bag.
I don't know if you
would would you take that, Jay? If the chance that like we can internal sunshine, which basically for those that didn't see the movie, they would basically erase all Jay's memories of the Knicks from the time he was a kid till now, and Jay would have no idea he was ever even a Knicks fan.
Can we replace them with like memories of the Lakers or something?
Yeah, or maybe you just discover basketball right now. Who knows? What's the difference?
Also, Andrew asked if I would trade Porzingis for one night with Olivia Munn. And I said, sorry, but KP's got to go. And he
wait,
also...
but what if your girlfriend says it's okay?
It didn't matter. I already said yes.
Oh, you said yes. You're like, I didn't even realize. I thought you said no. Sorry.
No, I said
I wasn't listening because there's ants all over my goddamn the ants are goddamn back in my.
Well, that was the second question. Would you trade KP for ants to never be allowed in your house ever again?
That's really funny. Yes, because the ants are all over my goddamn. Yeah, I think I actually would. I actually think would get. I would trade KP if it meant no ants in my house, and yeah.
So if we were Knicks president. We would trade our franchise player for a one night stand and no bugs in the house.
It'd be worth it.
And we'd both be satisfied.
I'd definitely get a lot of joy about having ants here. Okay, so what are we up to? Okay, Paul writes, if by a stroke of luck Dolan does fire Phil, does he think he's learned giving up control of the team is why this has failed so badly, and will the only possible outcome be his meddling with the Knicks more than ever? Oh, Paul. We're going to move on to the next question.
I like Paul's questions.
Paul, assuming the draft goes along as predicted, but Dennis Smith falls to us, is he the guy that could be there at 8 with the highest upside? Are you willing to take the risk? Is your mindset to gamble on a possible star or be happy if we get a role player? I personally think there's a chance that the defense and effort knocks on Smith have a lot to do with the shitty team he was on. People said Dennis Smith didn't care about playing defense. You're in college, you're 1 year to like prove yourself to like your team and the NBA, and you don't care about defense. Are you really gonna care about defense in the Knicks with the Knicks? Like, caring about defense is like the last thing that's prioritized.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I'm gonna say Dennis Smith, injury risk and everything else, I'm glad they did not take him. I think I would probably have been, I could say I'd probably be most upset, and this will come back to haunt me when Dennis Smith is like an all-star. But I'm going to say Dennis Smith, of those four guys, I would have been most upset if they took.
My friend's messaging me right now going off about how much he wanted Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A Knicks fan?
Yeah.
Paul writes, do you think 6'5 guy with a loose handle like Frank, who may even be growing more, can be our point guard? Maybe only a lead guard in the triangle. How long before we trade him because he can't play the wrong position we want him to? Reminds me of Shumpert's experience a bit. Yeah, if you compare him to Shumpert, it does not sound very good.
We liked Shumpert for one season.
I think Frank is supposed to be a decent shooter, though, and Shumpert was just not a good shooter. Thanks, Paul, for making my night worse. Paul writes, how much does Phil's hurt ego from KP skipping the exit interview figure into his taking trade calls? And how shitty is it that that's the reason we get even more effed than we already are?
I say 85%.
You say how much?
85% of the talk is because of Phil's ego.
85% Phil's ego, 5% the trade risk, and 10% Phil just likes to screw with us.
Mm-hmm.
Alan writes, I think I'm done with this franchise. After Layden, Isaiah, stupid trades, and dysfunction, I'm done with this team. Well, Alan, what I have to say to you is, how are you even still in it as a Knick fan to ask this question? Like, why'd you stick around this long? Justin writes, please don't do anything, Dolan. Nick writes, if the Knicks can get the 17 number 3 and the 18 Brooklyn pick and Jay Crowder for KP, would that soften the blow at all? We talked about that. Iod writes, reaction to KP being traded, shaking my head. Did not happen. I hope not yet while we're talking. Daniel writes, we all want Phil fired for wanting to trade KP. When we start hearing the deals Phil turned down, we will want him fired for not trading him too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some crazy things coming out.
Let's predict our best trade that was offered that Phil said no to.
I would say probably Rubio. Maybe that package. Maybe it was Dunn, Levine, the number 7.
For the 8 pick?
For Porzingis.
Oh, for Porzingis. That's not a good trade, though. Would do that?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I feel like the Bulls got swindled.
I mean, but it's also Butler was going to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, Butler wanted to leave. I mean, KP, in theory, wants to be in New York.
Yeah.
You think they got swindled?
Kind of. I mean,
I think Dunn might be a good player, then you don't believe he's swindled, even though he hasn't been good yet.
I think it's more that they drafted Markkanen.
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand. I don't think Markkanen's a good draft pick. Like, if they drafted Monk, even, I would have said, or Frank the Tank, I would have said, like, oh, okay, I can see this.
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel writes, Paul writes, F. Paul writes, will Dennis Smith be the first player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame while he's playing in the NBA? Yeah, probably. We pass on him, like, he's pretty much guaranteed to be like, well, I don't know. I mean, like, is Dennis Smith the greatest of all time, or is it LeBron, or is it Jordan? It's such a hard thing to figure out. So number 7 was Markkanen. I'm going to say Markkanen. We're never going to be upset the Knicks missed out by Markkanen by one pick.
Yeah, I don't think we will be.
Okay. Gillum writes, I am just happy the Knicks selected who I've wanted for weeks with Ntilikina.
Good.
Yeah. And Jaime writes, you should have a pool party in your basement when you had the flood. Yes, I had a flood in my basement. Thank you, Jaime. That's more of a Brink topic, but I would say though, if I could have, I would trade KP and the Knicks number 1 pick from next year if I could have no issues in my house going forward.
For all these stories, you could listen to our comedy podcast, The Brink of Sanity. Type that into iTunes; it's right there.
Yeah. Is there more to cover, or should we try to get this up tonight? We can do 5 more minutes. What else do you want to talk about, Jay? 5 more minutes. Jason Collins just went. Giles went to Portland. Ferguson, I don't know who Ferguson is, went to OKC. The Nets are on the clock, and I don't know who's even available for them. Of the top 10, who did who did the best? I mean, I guess Fultz. I mean, Philly improved their roster the most.
Yeah.
Like taking Fultz. I like what the Lakers did with Ball. Can't argue with that. Can't argue with Boston with Tatum. Is there anyone you think made a bad pick in the top 10 besides Minnesota?
You know, this was like a pretty strong draft. So there wasn't – I mean, the Bulls ended up making a bad pick, which was surprising. But
oh, yeah, not Minnesota Bulls. Yeah, sorry.
But, I mean, I feel like – I just want to say how annoying it was we had to win a couple games in March because Isaac went 6th, and Isaac would have been awesome.
Yeah, we pretty much had the sixth pick.
But then we decided to win a couple meaningless games in March.
They beat the Bulls. They beat whoever. There was another win that was like just insane. And they beat the Sixers by 1 point on the last game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe Isaac won't be good. It's just it's annoying that we could have ended up with somebody who looks even better. But hopefully Ntilikina ends up being really good and we have no regrets.
You think Phil just announced the KP rumor just so like he could like actually speak to all 29 other GMs in the league just to get their phone numbers? Phoenix is calling. Write that number down. Now we have it.
I don't know what Phil's thinking.
He's like, they're like, oh, I heard you're up for trading KP. Do you want to give draft picks? Oh, all your draft picks for the rest of the time. We're not going to do that, Phil. Well, I have you. Do you want Melo?
Yeah, maybe it was all up front just to try and push Melo on other people.
I mean, Celtics. I mean, like, we're going back and forth in this. Why don't you just give me the same exact package for Melo? Melo's a proven winner. I mean, he's a cancer in our locker room, but you want him because he'll get you to a title.
Right.
Oh, hang on. I got Miami on the line. They're calling also, and I've got to pretend I'm going to really trade KP to them. Oh, hi, Miami. Melo, I mean, KP. Yeah. Do you guys want Melo? Please.
What a mess.
So what did we learn tonight, Jay?
We learned that the Knicks proved they are capable of not embarrassing us for they embarrassed us, but not with the pick.
Just with everything else they did around the pick.
Yes, everything involved before and during the pick was embarrassing, but the actual pick was not embarrassing.
Why do you think Phil chose to, like, he never does interviews. It's not like MSG called and he's like, well, I gotta do an interview every time MSG calls. Why do you think Phil decided he had to go on TV last night out of the blue to tell us that KP was on the block?
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you that our franchise player is a piece of shit.
I can't trade Melo. I asked. He said no.
But I do want an all-star and two high draft picks for him. So
I'm open to Derrick Rose, by the way, just to make you angry. Try to sleep the night before the draft, guys.
I mean, come on.
They've got two more picks tonight. Obviously, we're not going to stay. The show is almost over. We're not going to. Do you think we'll get anything? I have no idea who to take in the second round because we don't know enough about college basketball. I know we had a draft guy on to talk about who they're going to get, but I have no opinion because I don't really know.
Yeah, even if we stayed up and said, hey, they got this guy, we wouldn't know anything about it, so we're not going to make you sit through that.
Weird people talk. Yeah, can you imagine me in the second round? So who did Dallas get with their 37th pick? Let's see, Jay. Who's in the second round available, Jay? Can you read me that list again? here's the question: second round picks. Do you see those guys being guards, center? What do you think? Just position wise.
Knowing the Knicks, they're definitely going to take a power forward.
Two centers.
I mean, you could lock in a power forward as one of those.
So it's supposed to be a center, like a big man, like favorable second round. They have to take at least one guard here. I would love they took two guards.
I would
like a guard and a small forward, kind of.
Yeah, I would like a two and a three. They'll probably take a four and a five.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to take like a European guy, a stash?
I think that's too much forward thinking.
Do they still have that French dude they draft? Like, there's another French dude, if you remember, they took in the same, maybe the same year they took Hernan Gomez.
Wasn't that Labissiere?
Yeah. Is he still on the, I mean, is he still like
I think
theirs?
I think he played in on the Nuggets.
I guess not then. The Knicks, while we weren't paying attention, Phil was just like, oh, we trade him to the Nuggets. Would you get back for him? Chicken nuggets. I like Charlotte getting Monk.
Yeah. That was a good
pick. Just looking at everything else here. Okay, here's a question. Who's going to the playoffs of the top 10 teams? Philly, playoffs, yes or no?
No.
No. Lakers?
Hell no.
Actually, better question. Forget the playoffs. Who will be drafting in the top 10 next year? Philly?
Yeah.
Lakers?
Yes.
Boston?
Not unless they could swindle somebody else again.
Yes, they might have the number one pick.
Oh, wait,
they have
wait.
The Nets pick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, drafting the top 10 pick. Unless Russell is amazing. Phoenix? Top 10? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Sacramento?
Yeah.
Yeah, Orlando.
It's going to be the same order.
It might be. Minnesota?
No.
The Bulls, probably not. They're probably still too good.
Minnesota or the Bulls, they'll both not be picking.
I say Minnesota and Dallas are out of the top 10. Sacramento's obviously in the top 10. Knicks, top 5. Whatever. Okay, anything else we learned today? We should get the show up.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Listen to all the podcasts on the Almighty Bowler Podcast Network, almightybowler.com.
An hour plus into the show, the first mention of the Almighty Bowler Podcast Network. Thank you, Jay. Dash Radio, too.
You could have done it, too. Almighty Bowler Radio. We're on Dash Radio.
As soon as the draft is over, all the trade rumors come out, and everyone gets traded on July 1st. So probably maybe a next Thursday show. We're going to do something soon because a lot's going to happen pretty probably.
Yeah. So check that out. Check out our comedy podcast, The Brink of Sanity, brinkofsanityshow.com. And we will be back soon. And hopefully the Knicks won't embarrass themselves before next episode.
Unlikely.
Unlikely. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, love. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's all over.
It's mine.
It's time to go.
This is the end.
Say goodbye.